Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, it's 90 degrees in Virginia. It's snowed 2 feet in Colorado. So it must be summertime. Or at least getting close to it somehow. The seasons are kind of going through their transitions. And a lot of people are thinking about travel. Probably for the first time in years for many people, it is a season in which people are planning trips and thinking about going places and doing things. We've not been able to do so for quite a while. And while we still have to be careful, people are getting excited about travel. And I was thinking about traveling this week. And I was thinking about a particular trip that I really, really enjoyed. It was a trip to Germany, the Deutschland, particularly the Lutheran part of it and the eastern half, which when I went was only been liberated from the Iron Curtain for probably less than 20 years. So people were beginning to kind of wake up and renew their lives. It was really, really interesting, this cross-match of current events at that time and events from the past and how they intermingled in this trip and places of Saul that I had read about and studied about, people, events. But what really made the event, what really made this tour incredible was the tour guide. His name was Christian Eckhart, and he was just incredible. He had two busloads of American tourists that he was trying to escort all over Germany, you know, to sites and places and all. And just, he made the trip. I don't know about you. I've been on some different trips and tour things and all. I'm convinced it's the tour guide. If you get the right tour guide, they can make the city dump look interesting. You know? They have this capacity to do certain things that make it really, really special on the trip. And I thought about that. Well, what does a tour guide do? Well, the first thing a tour guide does is sort of arrange and take care of things. You know, kind of guide, if you will. That's the name, tour guide. They're the ones that make sure when you arrive, especially as I did in a land in which I did not speak with about five words of the language, you know, and all these other things, make sure we came from these planes from all over the place and back together, make sure we got food, make sure we got on the buses, you know, all that. And every day, Christian would be there with a smile on his face. I'm not sure he always felt that good, but that's okay. He wanted us to have a good day, and he would count. We all learned to count in German because he would count every day to make sure everybody was there. Every place we went, he would count and make sure everyone was there. And if someone wasn't there, he'd go find out what was going on. He would intercede for us if there were issues with our travel, and there were a couple people kind of grumpy on our trip, I hate to say it, you know. And he would show great, in my opinion, flexibility, shall we say, in dealing with those people, trying to intercede in whatever questions they had. You go to, say, a hotel that's been there since the 1500s. They do not have elevators, people. You know, you've got to haul your stuff up. I was glad I was younger in those days. But he would intercede and make sure arrangements were done, make sure someone kind of did something they weren't supposed to, innocently, of course. He would take care of that, make sure we knew where to get food, all the wonderful things that would cheer out. And I thought, wow, that's impressive. He not only guides us, gets us there, he makes sure to intercede if there are any needs that we have, make sure we're on the point. Tried to give us good advice. And he would sometimes shake his head a little bit because not everybody wanted to follow his instructions. And he kind of tolerated that, let us go within reason, but not too far. Kind of keep us, you know, within a certain amount of realm so we didn't get in too much trouble. But let us kind of explore for ourselves. Because some people don't want to be toured around all the time. They want to explore for themselves. So he managed to build in that capacity for 80-some people. I don't know how he did this. Where we had time to do our own things, and also have time to be in the groups, and got to see every one of the sites that we were promised to see. And he did it in a way that inspired us every day. Now, when you're on a tour for a couple weeks, there's going to be some days you're not that inspired. It's raining, you didn't sleep well, you know. But every day, somehow, Christian would tell us stories, get us all excited, tell us about the things we're going to see and do, help us laugh at the foibles of the days before if something didn't go quite right. So we got inspired to see every day as a special day. Everything we did is being connected to it. Now you're wondering probably at this point, why am I rambling on about this tour guide? Because to me, I've come to consider the Holy Spirit as the ultimate perfect tour guide. Think about what the Holy Spirit does. It's a gift to be with us when God can. It guides us. Sometimes we don't pay attention to it, like when we're on tours, you know. But the Spirit doesn't give up on us. It counts us out. It makes sure we're accounted for. It tries to keep us from wandering too far. You know, gives us a little bit of a leash. You know, kind of get ourselves in a little bit of trouble or find new adventures. But never abandons us. Never lets us get too far away. intercedes when necessary. And the Spirit is very busy with me in 67 years interceding, because I've been known to wander off a few times myself in life. You know? And also always injects in us, inspires in us this sense of wonder, if we allow the Spirit to do so, that every day is special. Every gift and talent we have contributes to something. Everything is useful to God. God makes benefit all that we have and helps us to see that in each other, which I told God was great at. Even the people who moaned and groaned, he managed to turn it around to a positive at some point in the 2 weeks we were together. Well, life's a journey. Let's be honest with it. And like going on a tour in a country you don't know the language in for the first time, no matter how experienced you and I are travelers, and some of us have more experience than others, always a new day. We do not know what lies around the bend, as we discovered the last 2 or 3 years. If we were egotistical enough to think we knew what life was going to bring with us, guess what? Doesn't matter. And the Spirit guides us, talks to us if we're willing to listen to it, prompts us, sometimes through other people, sometimes through that little voice in our head, you know, you really want to do this. Sometimes we have to listen to that voice, you know, in order for us to have this adventure we call life, and yet never, ever do we wander beyond this tour guide's ability to track us down, to call us back, and to get us where God wants us to be. The lessons today, I think, speak to that in many different ways. The first lesson about Paul, learning about Lydia. Now, Lydia was a person who was open, but needed someone to kind of connect her to things. She apparently was a very resourceful, talented person, because workers of purple cloth were not poor people, because it was the most expensive linen. That's why it's usually associated with royalty. So she had managed to work herself, apparently by herself from all we know, up to the ability to deal with this material. So she had a lot of resources. But she needed someone to speak these words of hope and grace. And boy, she latched on to it. So too, this day, the Spirit is probably guiding you and I. When we feel a little grumpy or a little out of sorts, it's too hot, it's too humid, maybe we'll take a moment to be kind to someone that we meet today. Who knows if that's not that person's salvation for the day? Maybe they're having the worst awful day you've ever had, and someone speaking words of kindness or showing them an act of mercy may inspire in them the presence of God. See, that's what the Spirit does. We're on a tour. We're on a tour in a country we don't know the language or speak it. We're really honest about it. Every day in life is a new adventure. How do we get there? Hopefully, in our adventures, paying a little bit of attention to the tour guide. Because one of the things we learned about Christian was, if you got too far out, he would snap his fingers and let you know. He had an expression. In America, we call it herding cats. I don't remember the German, but in German, it was boxing fleas. And that's how he would describe us. And he would do it good-naturedly to say, sometimes you people are wandering a little too far and has to kind of rein us in, but never out of anger, never out of despair, out of love. And isn't that what God's Spirit does to us? Sometimes it has to remind us that we kind of wander off like cats or fleas or whatever analogy you want to use. But God's love and mercy stays with us, goes with us, walks with us. And Paul did that with me. The second lesson. What is the gift of the book of Revelation? All you in Sunday school class know this, that God comes to us. Do you understand that in the story? The city Jerusalem, the place of God's presence, comes among his people. As I mentioned Sunday school class, that's going back full circle. Because in the Old Testament, God pitched his tent. He didn't need a temple. Didn't need a fancy place to be. He wanted to be among his people. And the Spirit is God's gift to be among us, to live among us, to share our sorrows and joys, to help us along the way. Because God's not given up on anyone in this world. He's the ultimate tour guide, and he's determined to find ways to reach out, to touch, to change, to challenge all of us. If only, we'll pay a little bit of attention to the tour guide. And I know we're not all going to do that all the time, no. Sometimes as that little voice comes to us, or someone says something to us that hits home, I believe that's the work of the Spirit among us. Do that together. That's the part of all these passages. The disciples were upset and frightened. They had Jesus there. Suddenly he wasn't going to be there anymore. as we're about to discover at Ascension. But they had each other. And through each other, God came. So we gathered. We gather here. Spirit can talk to us out in the world. But somehow there's some special way the Spirit works on us when we're gathered with other people who are seeking the same faith and hopes, and fears, and joys. So we gather on a hot, humid day in Virginia. And I know people, friends of mine, are gathering on a snowy, cold day in Colorado. Because we realize, deep down inside, that we are on a journey, that we need some help getting to and enjoying. And God wants us to enjoy and make full of life. The day is a journey. Traveling is what we're doing. But we have the greatest tour guide of all time to help us get there. Enjoy the trip.
Amen.